Thank you very much, Co-Chair. I commend the organizers of this important roundtable, and I am very honored to take part in the debates. In pursuit of SDGs targets, more interaction between PRs and the private sector is very useful to share best practices and concerns. We could refine the modalities of the interaction by, for instance, rendering it more frequent or breaking it down into sector or into regions. The interaction should be built on transparency. We as diplomats, we have to clearly describe our situation. We are under a double obligation. As public servants, we are accountable domestically for delivering on SDGs, and as representatives in the UN, we are accountable collectively at the world stage for carrying forward the Global Partnership for Sustainable Development. We should recognize that up till now, we are facing difficulties in delivery on both counts. Domestically, in many of our countries, we have to improve the business and investment environment, still fight corruption, and find mechanisms to assess impact of public policies on SDGs. In many of our countries, people are resenting the incapacity of governments to bring prosperity and to uphold social justice. Hence, they have taken to the streets in large numbers. At the international global level, we seem incapable to reverse the decline of multilateralism. We still fail in building an international financial regulatory and supervisory regime more congenial to sustainable development. ODA levels are not growing on a sufficient rate. Finance, trade, technology, and economy are more and more decoupled from development and oftentimes used as weapons for strategic competition. Meanwhile, there is a departure from a model in which development aid and international public finance play a major role in the financing of sustainable development towards a model driven by multiple poles of mainly private capital accumulation, hence the importance of the private sector and the necessity to hear their opinion thereon. The private sector has its own prerequisite in terms of financing, but it has to reckon with the fact that many of the disgruntled protesters of today are children of the financial crisis of 2007 and its aftermath, which is our shared responsibility, especially that the global economy is again sending signal of possible upcoming recession. Around 50% of the world population is constituted of people less than 25 years of age, and they are more and more resenting austerity measures. They are at the same time a formidable force for change and creativity, and their potential should be harnessed through proper investment policies and reforms. In the last few decades, millions have pulled out of poverty. The global economy has grown and globalization has galvanized international finance, but there is nevertheless a grim sentiment of winner takes it all. Indeed, FDI is growing, but is more concentrated on certain regions and certain sectors. As for the root causes of volatility, they still have to be addressed. Likewise, tax evasion, tax evasion, illicit financial flows. Add to that, many big economic and financial players don't give sustainability the importance it deserves. If we are to harness the current opportunities in and overcome impediments to sustainable prosperity, it's our common interest, private sector, diplomats, international organizations, development banks, institutional investors, to renew our commitment to the SDGs as the only existing framework that could harmonize together public policies, SDGs targets, and private sector projects. We stand ready to optimize the role of diplomats in SDGs investment promotion. We acknowledge the existence of new and revitalized sources and instruments and strategies and mechanisms. They are promising, but they have nevertheless increased the complexity of the system. In order to enhance our role, we need to be clearly enlightened about the advantages, disadvantages, risks, and characteristics of each. We count on UNCTAD to take all these elements into concern. Thank you very much.